And yes, we can. Brother Tom, can you check your setting?
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you. That's good. Okay, Brother Jeffrey, we just hand the time to you.
Speaking from the ground.
然后神说的话就很奇怪，说你兄弟。
reality that came at birth.
所以这里就叫好像，不是不是不是那么轻蔑的话，但是神却轻蔑了，是亚伯的血。So if you are king, the voice of Abel's blood speaks judgment and condemnation. It exposes your sin.
如果你是该隐的话，那么亚伯的血就讲到的是审判和谴责，他暴露你的罪。And
in a general way, the law, the old covenant, exposed our sins and let us know that we are sinners in need of a savior.
通常的就会暴露出我们的罪，告诉我们说我们是罪人，需要一个救主。Now
Cain could go on deceiving himself and acting like he had no sin and he's not his brother's keeper.
甘以他可以去欺骗自己，讲到啊，他可以说他没有罪，他不是他主的弟兄。But
you cannot hide from God, and God heard the voice of Abel's blood speaking from the ground.
但是你没有办法放在神面前，因为神能够听到他弟兄在弟兄所说话的声音。So
Jesus's blood speaks completely different, a complete opposite message to us.
而耶稣的血所说的是完全不同。He
too was murdered. He too was murdered by his enemies.
他同样是被他的仇敌所谋杀。And
as the Bible says, we were enemies of God, he died for us.
真理告诉我们说，我们是他的仇敌，他为我们而死。We
couldn't be in the spot like Cain, where the blood would speak and condemn us.
我们也像该隐一样，耶稣的血同样的控告我们。But
the voice of Jesus' blood sounds like Jesus' voice on the cross when he said, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing.
但是耶稣的血所说的话，好像就是在十字架上说的话，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。So
instead of speaking about all of our sins to condemn us, his blood speaks to forgive us.
耶稣的血不是来控告我们，而是来赦免我们。Now
it says here, we come to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better than Abel's blood.
这里也讲到说，所指的血比亚伯的血所说的更美。I
just want to bring this up because this concept of the sprinkling of the blood might be new for some of us.
这里提到是意味着，这里也讲到说，洒的血对我们来讲很新鲜。
The fact of Jesus' blood happened a long time ago.
耶稣的血是很久之前，他所洒的血是很久之前的事。So
in the Bible, the sprinkling happens after the death has happened in the past, and then blood is used to sprinkle.
但是圣经里面讲到的是说，一个祭物先要死，然后呢，才能用他的血来洒，才能洒他的血。So
for example, in Hebrews chapter 10, that word sprinkling is used again.
比如说在希伯来书第十章讲到了这里，讲到了洒的血。And
instead, verse 19, he's encouraging us to enter into the Holy of Holies, into the spiritual ultimate presence of God.
十章十九节讲到说，我们因耶稣的血得以坦然进入圣所。And
we have boldness for this because of the blood of Jesus.
因为耶稣的血，所以我们可以坦然去。So
in Hebrews 10:19 it says, having therefore, brethren, boldness for entering into the Holy of Holies, by the blood of Jesus, the new and living way, which he has dedicated for us through the veil, that is his body or his flesh. Having a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, sprinkled as to our hearts from a wicked conscience, and washed as to our body with pure water.
从十九节那里说开始，我们既耶稣的血得以坦然进入这圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。也有一位大祭司正直，将定我们天心中天然的亏欠，以及洒去，身体用清水洗净了罪当中的诚心和充足的信心，来到神面前。
And so notice this our grace is sprinkled as to our hearts from a wicked conscience.
这个就讲到说我们心中天然的亏欠已经撒去。
The way that we're able to be able to come into God's presence in general is by the blood of Jesus.
我们能够把人归来到神的面前，是因为耶稣的身体成为我们的道路。
This is the fact of his blood being shed on the cross about 2,000 years ago.
就讲到一个事实，就是2000年以前，他在十字架上洒出了鲜血。
That veil used to block our way into that worship of God that was torn, and that veil was the body of Jesus, which was broken.
那个阻拦我们到神面前的幔已经断开了，而那个幔就是耶稣基督的身体。
So in a general way, all of us we come to God's presence to worship God by the blood of Jesus.
我们乃是靠着耶稣的血来到父神的面前。
None of us are bold like Cain to come and worship God just because we're good people or we go to church.
我们没有一个人能够像甘以那样靠着我们的好行为到教会，因为我们是好人，因为我们来教会，所以我们可以来敬拜神。
The Bible has a phrase about Cain in the New Testament called the way of Cain.
新约里面讲到甘以之后，曾经说到甘以的路。
For example, in the book of Jude, it talks about believers who have gone the way of Cain.
比如说在犹大书里面就讲到有些信徒他们所走的是甘以的道路。
And Cain's way included no blood, just included whatever he could do himself.
而甘以的道路上面没有写，只是讲到他能够做什
么。Now I don't think most of us, if we tried to come to God by the way of Cain, we would have no boldness.
我们无论是谁，如果我们想要靠着甘以的道路到神面前的话，我们没有一个人可以坦然无惧。
It should be that your conscience would speak to you and let you know that you have some sins and some need for the blood.
你的良心会跟你说，你有罪，你需要洗。
You have a wicked conscience, which means your conscience has some sin upon it, some wickedness that needs to be forgiven.
那么我们的良心里面有恶，就是假装说我们的，因为这些恶，我们的罪需要被赦免。
But sometimes you can dull your conscience or confuse yourself, and you end up like Cain, trying to worship God just by being a good person.
但是有的时候我们良心迟钝，或者我们迷惑了，我们以为可以像甘以那样来敬拜神。
I've recently had a number of talks this year with people that are trying to even be saved by the way of Cain.
最近我跟一些人聊天，发现他们好像像甘以一样，想靠甘以道路得救。
And then others told me they were Christians because they were pretty good and they went to church.
还有一些人告诉我们说，他们因为他们的好行为，因为他们去教会，所以他们就是基督徒。
I used to walk this way also.
我过去曾经也是这样。
And if you asked me if I was a Christian, I would say yes. I believe the Bible is true, and I go to church.
如果你问我是否是基督徒，我说是的，因为我相信圣经是真实的，而且我也去教会。
But if you asked me if I had boldness that I was going to heaven, I would say no.
但是如果你问我你是不是确信能够上天堂的话，我的答案很否定。
I hope to go to heaven. I'm planning to go to heaven. I'm trying to go to heaven. That's what I would say.
我会说，我希望去天堂，我也计划去天堂，我也试着去天堂。
The way of Abel is a bold way because an animal has been slain and there was blood for forgiveness of sins.
亚伯的道路让我坦然无惧，因为
So when Abel went to worship, God could look upon his worship because there was blood.
当雅伯来敬拜神的时候，神可以悦纳这个敬拜，就是因为有血。
Now it's right for God to forgive Abel because he was having forbearance, he was waiting until the time of the cross when the ultimate God was just, or God was right in making people righteous by the blood of animals. This is verse 25, but it calls it there the forbearance of God, because he was waiting for the time of the cross. So all the Old Testament sacrifices are pointing to the blood of Jesus. For us, we don't sacrifice animals anymore because the last sacrifice has happened at the cross. So John the Baptist, when he recognized who Jesus was, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." He was the Lamb of God, the final sacrifice for sins. Okay, if we have this concept down, this is how we boldly come to worship God, is because of the blood of Jesus. But even though that happened a long time ago, and even though I believed on the sacrifice of the cross, my conscience is speaking to me about something I just did yesterday or today. My conscience has some sin upon it, some wickedness that's speaking to me. So in Hebrews 10 it says, as we do this, we're sprinkled on our hearts from that wicked conscience. This sprinkling is from the blood of Jesus, but it's very personally being applied to my conscience. It obviously does not mean that Jesus has to die again for my sins every time I sin. But because he died once for all, now all that's needed is to apply the blood to my unique situation. So the sprinkling of the blood is an application personally where my personal sins get forgiven. And now my conscience is clean and it's no longer wicked. So Paul the Apostle mentioned how he maintained a good conscience before God and before people. So the concept of sprinkling has to be based on a fact in the past, but it has to be applied today. There's an Old Testament example of this with a red heifer in Leviticus. I don't know if this will help or cause more confusion. But in general, there's this experience where a red cow is sacrificed and the blood is shed to cause a lot of cleansing. But it was a very big deal that this red heifer was slain. They're difficult to find, and this was for an establishing of cleansing.
Actually,
to establish
管理不下的红牛，让他们可以恢复清白。
But what I want to bring up is after the red heifer is slain and the blood comes out and they burn up the red heifer, then they keep the ashes from the sacrifice.
我所要讲的是，这些红母牛找到并且被杀了之后，血流出来以后呢，他们把这个红母牛烧成了灰，他们要保留那个把红母牛烧剩的灰。
These ashes are the evidence that the sacrifice did happen in the past.
这红母牛的灰就成了已经祭物已经献上祭物的证据。
And so they mix it with some pure water, and when someone needs to be cleansed, they sprinkle them with this water, this ashes combination of ashes and water.
当有人犯了罪需要洁净的时候，祭司就拿一些鲜血跟红母牛的灰混在一起，用来洁净犯罪。
The cleansing was from the historical sacrifice of the red heifer.
而这个洁净呢，是因为过去曾经有一个红牛被献了祭。
But the application came from the ashes mixed with water being sprinkled on the person.
但是呢，洁净是发生在现在，用清水和母牛灰啊调在一起来洁净犯罪。
So this is sort of how it works with us when we are sprinkled by the blood of Jesus.
当我们被耶稣的血所洁净的时候，就是这样的应用。
Another good picture of this is when the disciples were ready to have the Last Supper, Jesus went to wash their feet.
另外一个非常好的例子，就是在最后的晚餐之前，耶稣给他的门徒洗脚。
And Peter said, don't wash my feet. Then Jesus said, if I don't,
彼得说：“不要用洗脚水。”就跟他说：“若我若不洗你的脚，就跟我无份了。”
So then Peter wanted him to wash his whole body.
那彼得就要耶稣给他洗他的全身。
But Jesus said, "You're already clean because of the word that I spoke."
彼得对他说：“因我的话，你已经洁净。”
So it's just the feet that were dirty.
只是脚是不洁净。
Now if you take this in a spiritual way.Peter was already clean before God forever because of his belief on Jesus.
从属灵的角度讲，彼得因为他的相信，他已经得洁净。
He said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
他说你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
The Father revealed the Son to Peter. He was clean.
因为父将他的儿子启示给彼得，所以。
Meaning, he would not go to hell.
他不会下地狱。
He would not be judged for his sins eternally.
他不会因他的罪受永远的审判。
But when Peter messes up, it's like he gets his feet dirty.
但是当彼得跌倒的时候，他的脚就脏了。
When he steps in the mud, it's like when you sin, it's like your conscience senses the sin.But it doesn't mean that you're going to hell.
当你在犯罪的时候，你的良心会告诉你犯罪，但是并不表明你要去地狱。
So a sin after we are saved would not stop our salvation, but it would stop our fellowship with God.
我们得罪之后所犯的罪不会让我们失去救恩，但是会影响我们与神的相交。
You sort of feel dirty when you try to talk to God. You feel like your feet are dirty.
当你试图到神面前来的时候，你会感觉你的脚脏了。
And so that's the concept here with the sprinkling of the blood applied to our conscience.
这就是讲到基督的血洒在我们的良心之上这件事。
Now I'd like to take this voice of the blood, this speaking of the blood, and look at how it speaks from different angles or to different audiences.
那我想要讲到说，这个所洒的血。说话的练习来看一看他从不同的角度啊对我们啊不同的听众有什么样的意义。
What we've already been talking about is how the blood is speaking personally to our consciences.
刚才我们已经讲了这个血怎么样对我个人的良心说话。
So a great passage or section of verses is on this topic is in 1 John chapter 1.
约翰 翰一书第一章，这里面有很长一段都可以应用，都讲了这件事。
In verse 7, he talks about how if you walk in the light as God is in the light, it mentions how the blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ, cleanses us from every sin.
一章的第七节就讲说，我们若行在光中，耶稣的血就洁净我们一切的罪。
And because of that blood cleansing, we have fellowship not only with God but with one another.
因着这个血洁净，我们不但与神相交，而我们也可以彼此相交。
Now this cleansing is not your salvation cleansing.
这个洁净不是我们救恩的洁净。
This cleansing is that sprinkling of the blood for a saved person.
这个洁净是向得救人所洒血的洁净。
I've already been forgiven once to become a believer, and so now my passage to hell has been stopped.
因为我得救得了圣灵，所以我不会再下地狱。
But for fellowship, the blood cleanses me right now, and it speaks to my conscience.
但是为了与神相交，这个血现在要洁净我，这是讲到我们的良心。
So we hear our conscience speaking to us, letting us know that we have sinned.
我们可以听到良心对我们说话，告诉我们说我们犯罪了。
If you don't hear those convictions, then something's really wrong.
如果你听不到这样的声音、这样的话的话，那么我们一定有什么东西非常非常的错。
So if you say I have no sin, you're just deceiving yourself.
如果你说我有罪，你是在欺骗自己。
Or if you say that you have not sinned, you make God a lie.
如果你说我没有犯罪，那么你把神当作说谎。
This is 1 John 1 verses 8 and 10, talking about our conscience.
这是约翰一书第八节第九节，那里面讲到我们良心的时候。
But if you're honest, if you walk in the light, your conscience speaks to you about the sin problem that you have, about your sins.
如果我们是诚实的，那么行在光中就会讲到，就会告诉我们说我们是有罪。
And then what you do is you confess your sins.
那么需要做的是就要承认我的罪。
And as you said, you've brought your sins to the Lord, and that sprinkling of the blood is applied to your conscience.
当你这样做，把你的罪带到主的面前的时候，那么所洒的血就可以用在你的罪上。
So if we confess our sins, God is faithful and righteous, and He forgives us of our sins, and He cleanses us from all unrighteousness.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的罪。
So you're going to worship God, and you're going by the blood, but your conscience is speaking to you about some sin, some wickedness.
所以我们可以到神面前来敬拜他。我们是因着洗，我们的良心会指出我们的罪。
Now what you need right now is not a history only of becoming a Christian, but you need a current sprinkling of the blood to speak to your conscience.
我们所需要的不单单是说我们成为了基督徒，我们也需要现在向我们的良心向我们说话，需要血洒在我们的良心之上。
So Jesus said on the cross, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing.
耶稣在十字架上说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
That is the speaking of the blood.
这是讲的血。
But today, he stands before the Father, interceding for us, so he can save us completely.
但今天他站在父神的右边为我们代求，所以他可以完全的拯救我们。
And it's like there's a new speaking or a current sprinkling voice of the blood of Jesus being applied to your heart.
好像今天因为耶稣的血洒在我们的良心之上，现在他好像是一个，他就现在在向我们，现在他的血就在说话。
In Hebrews 7:25, it says that Jesus is always alive, living to intercede. intercede for us.
希伯来书七章二十五节就说，我们大祭司永远活着为我们代求。
He has worked in the past at the cross to provide the blood for our salvation.
他过去在十字架上流出宝血，成为我们的拯救。
But he's speaking forgiveness today, so that way you could be forgiven today and have your feet cleansed.
对他今天的这个说话是赦免的话，使我他可以洁净我们，今天可以得到赦免。
Then we're sprinkled on our hearts from a wicked conscience, and we are forgiven. So when we confess our sins, God forgives us and He cleanses us from all unrighteousness. He applies the blood to our conscience. This is like a regular way.Hear the voice of the speaking of the blood of Jesus. Alright, now connected to this is also that the blood speaks to God. Right after this verse, in 1 John 2, it says, My children, I write these things to you so you would not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have a patron with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. And he is the propitiation or the provision for our sins.
讲完这话之后，接下来在约翰一书第二章说，我将这些话写给你，是要叫你犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里，我们有一位中保，就是那义者，耶稣基督。
So you've confessed your sins in prayer to God, and now what does God see? He sees his Son.
当你认你自己对向神祷告的时候，神看到什么呢？还是看到他的儿子。
Jesus Christ, the righteous one, who was the provision for our sins, the lamb that was slain for our sins.
耶稣基督，他是我们的中保，他是神的羔羊，他就是那义者，为我们做了挽回祭。
In this situation, the blood speaks, and the Father remembers.Or sees that Jesus has died for our sins. Why are we forgiven of our sins when we confess our sins? It's not because today God feels merciful or loving toward us.God could not be having a good day and emotionally not feel full of love for us and still have to forgive us. The Bible says if we confess our sins, God is faithful and righteous.
圣经说的乃是，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的。
It's because God's faithful to His word to keep His promise, and it's because God is righteous to look upon the righteous sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross.
那是因为神是信实的，所以他要遵守，他要守他的约，也因为神是公义的，所以他要看到耶稣基督在十字架成为那个公义的基督，满足公义。
The righteous God found that righteous way to save the unrighteous souls.
公义的神有一条公义的道路来拯救那些无义的灵魂。
So when we confess our sins, it's based on the righteous sacrifice of Jesus on the cross.
我们认自己罪的时候，我们得到赦免的是因为基督在十字架上成为公义的基督。
So his blood speaks, I have died for his sins.
那血讲到说，我们是因为我们的罪而死。
He speaks to the Father, Father, forgive them. They don't know what to do.
耶稣向父说，父啊，赦免他，因为他们所做的都不善。
This is so important to remember because when you apologize to God for your sins, you have to know that the righteous God will always forgive based on the blood of Jesus.
这点非常重要，我 能够赦免我们，是因为耶稣基督。
You can walk away from that prayer and know that God answered your prayer.
你可以，你祷告之后，你就可以离开，而且你知道神会回应你的祷告。
It's because the blood speaks to God Himself. He sees the blood and He forgives.
因为耶稣的血向神说话，神看到这个血。
So this has everything to do with how bold we can be with the Lord after our conscience has been sprinkled by the blood.
这就讲到当我们良心被血被所洒的血洁净之后，我们就可以坦然无惧。
The Father has clothed us with that righteous robe of Christ, and we are accepted in the beloved Son.
神用基督公义的义袍来遮盖我们，让我因为我们接受了他。
Alright, so this is a couple of directions that we see the speaking of the blood toward us and also toward God. Another direction where this blood speaks and speaks to us is with one another. For example, Chapter 10, the Lord's table is actually called the communion of the blood and the communion of the body.
比如说在哥林多前书第十章讲到主的坐着的时候，讲到是啊，那所洒的血相交和身体相交。
So you're passing around, you're sharing the cup, and you see another believer who is also drinking.I take this cup because my sins have been forgiven. And then I see this brother or sister of mine taking the cup because their sins have been forgiven. And as we both walk in the light, the blood of God's Son has cleansed us from all of our sins.We have fellowship with God, but it also says we have fellowship with one another.
我们与神相交，而且我们也彼此相交。
So if we walk in the light, it seems in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ, cleanses us from every sin.
因为我们行在光中，他也行在光中，所以耶稣神儿子耶稣基督的血就洁净了我们一切的罪，我们能够彼此相交。
Really, this is the basis of genuine fellowship, is that the blood has spoken to both of us about forgiveness.
这是我们真实相交的根基，因为那个所说的血已经洁净，让我们得到赦免。
It's not only that the blood is speaking very personally, it's almost like I can hear the voice of the blood speaking to that person.
这个血所说的话不单是个人，而且我好像能够听到这个血也对另外一个人。
I can hear the sound of forgiveness.
我能够听到赦免的声音。
You know, the thief on the cross next to Jesus became a believer, one of them.
那在主耶稣十字架上旁边的有一个罪犯，他成为了信徒。
He was an unbeliever, and he was mocking Jesus at first.
一开始他并不相信，他甚至也嘲笑耶稣。
But when he heard Jesus say, "Father, forgive them; they don't know what they do," he became a believer.
但是当他听到耶稣说“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他不晓得”的时候，他也信了耶稣。
Now Jesus was praying for him because he was mocking Jesus.
耶稣也是为他祷告，因为他也在嘲笑耶稣。
But there was a crowd around Jesus as well, and Jesus was praying for them too.
但是耶稣。当时很多人围着耶稣，耶稣也为他们祷告。
It's almost like that with us. You know that he's praying that prayer for you, but then you look around, you see he's praying forgiveness for all of these people.
就好像你知道他在为你祷告，但是你周围看的时候，你就发现耶稣是为每一个人祷告。
So the blood is speaking toward one another. We see a communion or a fellowship of the blood among us. In 1 Corinthians 11, he says you need to rightly discern the body that you take from this cup and the bread. We need to have a right relationship with the brothers and sisters. If there's any sin against each other, we need to make these things right. Apologize or grant forgiveness. Remember in the Lord's Prayer, he prays, forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. In Matthew 18, Peter's struggling with this question, how many times he should forgive. And Jesus just paints the picture of our large forgiveness that we personally received. We owe a really large debt to our Master, to the Lord. We have sinned against God in a large way. However much someone has sinned against you is not as large as they have sinned against God. So it's like you've been sinned against and you hold on to some bitterness, some unforgiveness. The sound that your heart is speaking is the sound of Abel's blood. Cain murdered me. This person sinned against me. They hurt me. Okay, so the righteous God understands and knows this. He knows our pain and he knows our hurt. But then you hear this other voice that speaks better than the voice of Abel's blood. And you hear the voice of Jesus saying, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. You hear Jesus saying, neither do I condemn you, go and sin no more. And suddenly you can just let go of that speaking of Abel's blood, and you can accept the forgiveness that God has given. So like at the end of Ephesians 4, it says for us to forgive one another as God forgave us in Christ. If God is forgiving them in Christ by that blood, then we just do it the same way. We hear the voice of the blood and we accept God's forgiveness to them. The timing of this does not wait until someone apologizes to us. Jesus forgave us on the cross before anybody repented. That speaking of the blood is, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. If you hear that voice of Jesus, you can forgive in Christ right now.
如果你听到这个声音，你就可以在基督里面。
standing around those other believers with stones in your hands, ready to condemn them to death, and rightly so. Remember that woman that was caught in adultery, everyone surrounded her with stones, ready to stone her to death. And Jesus spoke, and he said, "Whoever has no sin, throw the first stone." This is the speaking of the blood of Jesus. He's writing on the ground, and everyone starts dropping their stones. And you're looking at your brother or sister who you know has sinned, and you just have to drop your stone. The voice of Jesus reminds us of the blood of Jesus. We hear him say to that believer, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." This blood of Jesus not only speaks forgiveness to us, but we hear it speaking forgiveness to our brothers and sisters. So in 2 Corinthians he said, "If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away and everything is new." So we no longer know each other according to our flesh. You don't know those believers just according to how you've seen them fail, according to how you've seen them sin. You squint your eyes a little bit and you see that they are in Christ. And by the blood of Jesus, you can forget the wrongs that they've done. You may have to deal with it and talk to them about it. That's another story. But the forgiveness is there by the blood. It's kind of like this phrase in 1 Corinthians 6, where he says, "You have been washed." He talks about all these sinners and the people that won't inherit the kingdom of God. Then he says, "These things were some of you, but you have been washed." And so it's true, that person may have sinned this way or that way. They were this way, but they have been washed by the blood. Okay, now another direction that the blood speaks is toward the enemy of God. God's enemy, Satan, is described as a red dragon in Revelation 12. And Satan there is also called the accuser of the brethren. No, fire in the Bible is used to talk about the judgment in general. The judgment of God happens in fire. When fire comes from God, it's very righteous and it's with a purpose. So with believers, the fire that comes from God is actually to purify our faith. When Jesus is described in Revelation 1, it says he has eyes with flames of fire. It's like he can look right through you and he can see what is going on in your heart. He can see the intentions of your heart. He can see your motives. But this is not to destroy you, it's to help you to repent. Peter saw those eyes of the Lord Jesus, but they actually came out as tears as he was being condemned on his way to the cross. After Peter had denied the Lord a few times, it says that the Lord Jesus looked at Peter. And Peter was deeply grieved. Now his grief, his repentance, his grief turned into heavy grief, but it actually turned into repentance. He went away not to die, but to change. The flames from God, the grief that comes from God is for life, is to give us repentance. The grief that comes from the enemy or the world, the flames that come from the dragon, are to bring death and destruction. So Judas, the disciple, was also grieved at the cross experience, but his grief was that type of grief that comes from the world. It just worked death. He just killed himself. There's a scripture in 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10, that says, the grief according to God helps you to repent. You should never regret that grief. But the grief of the world just brings death. So there's the fire breathing dragon breathing out these accusations against us, and you sort of hear that and feel it and feel condemned and you feel depressed. But in Revelation 12:11 it says they overcame him, the dragon, by the blood of the Lamb. The speaking of the blood of Jesus speaks louder than the accusations of the enemy of God. The Bible says Satan is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. He's making all these noises. But before before the blood of Jesus, the mouth of that lion is stopped.
但是在基督宝血之前，这个狮子嘴巴要闭上。
As we plead the blood of Jesus, then all the accusations are silenced.
当我们求到耶稣血的血的时候，一切的控告都寂静无声。
There's nothing left to say because Jesus has died for your sins.
因为耶稣为我们罪死了，所以没有任何可说的。
If I actually have a sin that I need to deal with, I confess it and I get cleansed right now.
如果我有需要被对付的罪，我就认自己的罪，我就被洁净。
And then if Satan brings it up 5 minutes later, all I have to say is, the blood of God's Son cleansed me.
如果撒旦5分钟之后再把这罪带到我面前，我可以说神儿子的血已经洁净了。
Sometimes one of those thoughts comes to my mind and I just say, the blood of Jesus.
有时候我心里面出现这样念头的时候，我就对自己说耶稣的血。
And all that talk and all that fire, it's all blocked, it's all silenced by the speaking of the blood of Jesus.
撒旦所来的一切的控告，一切的谈论，一切的苦，现在都被挡住了，他们都被消失了，因为耶稣的血。
In Job chapter 1, God asks Satan, where have you been? And he says, I've been roaming the earth to and fro.
在约伯记一章，神问撒旦，你在哪里？撒旦说，我在地上游来去。
You know what he's doing is he's looking for who he can devour by his accusations.
他所做的乃是在寻找他谁是他可以吞吃的人。
He is looking for you and me so he can breathe that fire and destroy us.
他在寻找你，寻找我，这样他可以用他的那个火来吞吃我。
But God could say, Have you seen my servant Job?
神问他说，你有没有查看我仆人约伯？
You know, Job's secret of righteousness was not just that he was good.And he was doing the right thing.
约伯寻找神的约伯寻找义的秘诀，不是说他要表现的好，他做正确的事。
That would merely be the way of Cain. Job would not be able to worship God.
那不过是该隐造物，约伯没有办法这样敬拜神。
You see in the story of Job that whenever even his children sinned, he would offer a sacrifice for their sins.
我们看到约伯的故事。即使他的孩子们犯罪了，但是他为他们孩子献祭。
Job was righteous before God, not because he never sinned, but because of the blood sacrifice.
约伯在神面前是个义人，不是因为他没有犯罪，而是因为他常常用基督的血来献祭。
Of course, the more we experience the cleansing of the blood, the more righteous we end up walking.
当然，我们更多的经历血的洁净，我们就能够更加的行在义的道路上。
You can't be cleansed by the blood and plan on continuing in sin.
我们不可能一方面被血洁净，另一方面却留在罪中。
Your own conscience won't let you believe that you're forgiven.
我们自己的良心不会让我们相信我们的罪得赦。
But when Jesus says, "Neither do I condemn you," he also says, "Go and sin no more."
因为耶稣说我不定你罪的时候，他同时也说不要再犯罪。
So Job was walking this way by the blood and by going and sinning no more.
约伯所得到的就是这样，是靠着血，而且不再犯罪。
So when the accuser comes to God to accuse, he cannot accuse Job.
所以当他控告来到神面前的时候，他没有办法控告约伯。
And even after all of his attacks on Job, Job does not sin against God in that way.
即使他用尽一切攻击啊，一切方法来攻击约伯，约伯也不再向神犯罪。
I came into this world with nothing, and I'll return with nothing. He said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord."
他说我赤身来到这个社会啊，来到这个我赤身而来，我赤身离开，神的名是应当称颂。
All right, so this is our way. When you get condemned and you feel that fire coming upon you, you must plead the blood of Jesus and overcome that accusation.
我们应该也是这样。当我们感到被控告的时候，我们必须靠着耶稣的血来胜过控告。
Now the last thing I wanted to talk about is how the blood speaks toward the angel of death.
那最后我要讲的也是讲到耶稣的血如何向死亡的天使。
In the Passover experience of the Israelites, there was a death was going to fly around all over Egypt and kill the firstborn son of everyone.
在月景的时候，光明的天使要在埃及击杀一切流血。So
the angel of death was coming, and there was just one way to be saved, which was by the blood of the man.
当命令的天使来到的时候，只有一条能够得救的道路，那就是靠羔羊的宝血。And
the Bible talks about the relationship with sin and death, because the wages of sin, or the result of sin, is death.
圣经讲到罪和死关系，因为罪的工价就是死。Whenever
there's sin, even in our time among us, it brings us into spiritual death. The ultimate result of sin is physical death, or ultimately, it is eternal death. But God said to Adam and Eve, or God said to Adam, on the day you eat of that tree, you will surely die. The result of sin immediately is at least spiritual death. With the Israelites, and actually some Egyptians, whoever huddled inside the house and had the blood of the lamb applied to the doorpost, they were saved from the angel of death. And I just want to bring up one aspect of this, which is we have a sense of deserving some spiritual death whenever we sin. You've sinned and you feel like you should mope around about it and you should be stuck and everything should be bad today.
你犯罪了之后，你就会感觉什么事情不对劲，你就会好像今天一天每件事情都不太对劲。But
you confess your sins, and the blood cleanses you from your sins.
但是当你认罪的时候，那个血就洁净了你的罪。And
that blood is applied to the doorposts of your heart.
那个血就好像在你心门，就抹在你心门上。
Or if you take the picture of the church, we're in the communion of the blood of Jesus, and the blood is above us. It's like we were singing, like, we are under the blood of the
Lamb.
Do you know the Lord's table? Originated from the last Passover. And the original Passover, they painted the blood of the lamb that was sacrificed on their
doorposts.
But at Jesus' last supper, at that Passover, they ate of the meat of the lamb, and they did have the wine and they had bread. But just like the first Passover, they were eating
a
meal. And one reason why the bread is unleavened is because there's no time to let it rise up, because we're about to go on our
turn.
The Israelites were all packed up and ready to leave Egypt, and the bread was just going to be flat bread, unleavened bread. Okay, I don't know if this can make sense, but while the angel of death passed over them, they were eating a meal and being strengthened for a journey.
天使经过他们的时候，他们当时正在吃晚餐，使他们能够有力量去走到，他们能够上路。
When you sin, it brings in spiritual death, as if you just can't do anything anymore.
但是你在属灵里，你犯罪了之后，你好像在灵里面就死了，不能够做任何事。
But the blood speaks to that step.
但是那个血向死说话。
Yes, the angel of death is looking at you, but then the angel of death sees the blood and passes over.
确实，那个光明的天使来到你上面看你，但是他们看到了那个血，所以他们就越过。
You don't need to stop everything, and you don't need to give up, and you don't need to be stuck and trapped in Egypt.
你不需要停下来做任何事情，你不需要放弃，你不需要。你不需要在埃及之旅。
Just sit there in the house, let the blood speak, and as that speaking is happening, death is flying away, and you're eating of the bread, and you're eating of the lamb.
你坐在房子里，那个血它会说话。当死亡从你头上经过的时候，你继续在那里吃。继续吃羔羊，他的死亡就从你身上，就从你的上面过。
You drink the wine and you know the blood has cleansed you, and you eat the bread and you know that you have the life of Christ inside.
你喝那个酒，你就知道那个血洁净了你；你吃那个饼，就知道基督的生命在你里面。
And so one way that this blood kind of echoes as we're in the house under the blood of the Lamb, as it says, "Go and sin no more."
而这个血，我们在这个房间里面来吃的时候，那个血好像就在发出回音，羔羊的血在发出回音，对我们说不要再犯罪。
As we listen to the speaking of the blood of Jesus, the Lord encourages us to rise up for our journey and go and serve Him and worship Him.
当我们听到耶稣的血说话的时候，神主乃是鼓励我们起来，我们起来上路，向前走。
Originally, God had said to let his people go for the Israelites so they could worship him in the wilderness or serve him in the wilderness.
最初神乃是对巴拉说，让我的百姓离开，到他们可以来旷野来敬拜来服侍我。
That's true right now.
现在也是一样。
As the blood is speaking right now, the Lord is strengthening us by the life of Jesus.
那个血现在对我们所说的乃是神，我们的主要给我们力量，借着耶稣基督的生命，让我们能够有力量。
We huddle together with the family of God, all of us under the blood of the Lamb.
我们和神家里面的弟兄姐妹在一起，在羔羊的宝血之下。
And the Lord encourages us, and the Lord prepares us, and all that spiritual death.Is passed over us.
主他自己来激励我们，预备我们。我们所有属灵的死亡，现在已经从我们这里过去。
So I pray this would be an encouragement to you, brothers and sisters, that we have come to the speaking of the blood of Jesus.
我愿意这样的两位弟兄姐妹，今天我们聚在一起，乃是主耶稣基督的血向我们说话。
We're not hearing the sound of judgment or condemnation. We're hearing the sound of forgiveness and encouragement.
我们所听到的不是审判，不是定罪的声音，我们听到的是赦免和鼓励我们的声音。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起。
Lord, we pray that you would search our hearts and shine your light and see if there's any wicked way in us.
主，我们求你来鉴察我们，来光照我们，让我们看我们里面有什么恶念。
Cleanse us with hyssop, and we will be clean. Wash us, and we will be whiter than snow.
愿你洁净我，我们就可以比血更白。
Lord, we thank you for your speaking. We thank you for your forgiveness, and we hear your voice, Lord.
谢谢你对我们说话，谢谢你洁净我。
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, Amen.
谢谢主，耶稣基督。